A question I had in terms of your process as a writer and director, you worked on films like The Colony and Hell, and specifically with The Colony, you had mentioned how you took real aspirations from the German tides in terms of as a visual point, as a visual reference. I'm curious how your process changes, or if it doesn't, in terms of working with something that is historically, in truth and tragedy.
That's a good question. Well, I'm glad that you're so familiar with my work and the inspirations that I got from this. And in this case, it was completely different because, as you said, it was quite a switch for me. If you do a science fiction movie, of course, you also do research as much as possible, but you do it also to get ideas, right? If you want to tell us a movie in the future. And this is a movie about something that happened in the past that unfortunately also is still very relevant today. And it was a big tragedy. So if approaching a subject like this, you do a different kind of research, even go try to go more into it deeper. And this is the first thing that we did before even starting to write a single word or so, is that we try to find out as much as possible on that day. And you mentioned that I, for my previous movies, that, for example, the German Tidelands were an inspiration. For this one, I think it was rather like the original tapes that we've seen, and seeing the coverage of ABC that was this kind of a visual influence. Also.
Did that also change your approach to the perspective of the film? Because in previous interviews, you have mentioned how you might have had, multiple perspectives on the story and sort of
Yes.
streamlining it into broadcasting.
Yeah, it was quite early that we realized how important the media was on that day. And this is something that we found really interesting, especially also relevant for today's world. So it was good that we had that broader research on what happened on that day. For example, we also had access to police files that weren't that the public couldn't have access to before, and we knew quite precisely what happened on that day. And then we could go deeper and deeper into the media perspective and start to research on what this crew experienced on that day.
Absolutely. There's something in this movie that I think a lot of people might not realize the first time that they're watching it, is that the film induces claustrophobia. And I wanted to know if that was an essential part of playing with the narrative, because there are three times in the film where a door is open and it feels like the rest of the world is coming in. But throughout the movie, you can feel the tension and the heat, and especially the heat coming from the bodies, but also a lot of the equipment. Was claustrophobia something that you were timing in terms of when that door opens in those pivotal scenes?
Yes, we talked about this a lot, so I'm glad that you see it like this. We wanted to have that feeling. Everybody who's ever been in a TV studio, they can feel really dark and claustrophobic, and it's that we wanted to have that energy there. For example, a thing that you often do in movie sets, you have moving walls, right? So that you can make some more space for the camera, so to get that shot more nicely or whatever. This we didn't want at all. I wanted the opposite. I wanted to feel really claustrophobic, and we wanted to be in that tight space with the camera because that's what we learned from our research, how it felt for these people also when they were there.
Absolutely. Well, I have to wrap with you, but Tim, thank you so much for
Oh,
taking the time to talk
it's
to me.
okay. Thanks.
And it was really lovely getting to see your film, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Thanks.
Tim.